Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothes as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. I am the resurrection and the life. As he came out in majestic glory, the multitude of angels welcomed him with songs of praise. They might have sung something very similar to the song that we are about to sing. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and
we are wrapping up this quarter, so we are going to review the books of the Bible every single day. Go ahead and say them right along with me. If I stop, I want you to fill in that book that I stopped at. So if I go Matthew, Mark, Luke, what would you say? John. Good. Okay, so let's go ahead and try this. Here we go. We're going to go through it twice. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd, Jude. Did you say Revelation? Good job. All right, let's do it one more time. We're going to do it together. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Boys and girls, how are you? I am so glad that we get to spend some time together, aren't you? And I want to do a special shout out to Camden and Mariah. Hi guys, thanks so much for listening. Now, I want to hear from each one of you. So if you would write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, you can email me and let me know what you're enjoying about the Seed Pod, about this podcast. And I want to hear where you live and what you love about Jesus. Can you do that for me? If you have a Bible question, feel free to ask, because we are going to be answering your Bible questions. All right? So go ahead and write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. What did we talk about last time? Do you remember? Jesus had appeared to two disciples who were walking from Jerusalem back home to Emmaus. It was about 7 miles away, or about 11 kilometers. So they had a little bit of a walk, and Jesus appeared to them. Now, did they know who Jesus was? No. He hid himself from them so that they couldn't tell who he was. Because why? Do you remember? Because he needed to tell these two disciples many things. And if they had have known who he was, they would have been way too excited to even listen to what he had to teach them. So he had to hide his identity so that they would understand more of the Bible prophecies and be able to listen with a heart that was not distracted. We're going to continue that story and see what Jesus was telling them. But first, let's bow our heads and pray for his Spirit. Lord, send your Holy Spirit to be with us as we study and open your word, the Bible. Help us to take time every day with you. Amen. You know what's so neat to me? Is in this story, it shows that Jesus took time to spend with his disciples to make sure that they really understood what was going on. Have you ever been confused about something? Did you know that Jesus doesn't want you to be confused? He wants to help you to understand. Now, that might be giving you wisdom to know who to ask to help you understand, right? Or it might be giving you ideas so that you can understand something better. But Jesus took special time to help these disciples to better understand his mission and to understand the prophecies that pointed to him. When he asked them why they were so sad, they told him all about what had happened to Jesus over the weekend and how their hopes for a new kingdom had ended when he was crucified. They also told him about the empty tomb and what the women had said. Let's see what they told him, because Luke tells us all about it. We're going to Luke chapter 24. That's where we left off last time. Luke is the third book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Then we're going to chapter 24. Chapter 24 is towards the back of the book. In fact, I'll give you a little secret. It's the last chapter in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 24, and now we're going to read verse 19 and 20. Those are the little numbers underneath. So look for verse 19. Luke chapter 24, verse 19. Now we're going to read 19 through 24. So we're going to read 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and 24. So let's read that.
And he said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God, and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see."
They're telling him all about what happened. There was some pretty exciting stuff and some very sad things. And they told Jesus all about what had happened. Then what did Jesus do? He reminded them of what the prophets had written about the Messiah hundreds of years before he was to come. Jesus went all the way back to what Moses had wrote. He reminded them of the meaning of sacrificing the lamb, of the beautiful services in the sanctuary. Look at verse 25, 26, and 27. Luke chapter 24, verse 25, 26, and 27.
"Then he said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered those things and to enter into his glory, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Some of you might have participated in show and tell. Do you know what show and tell is? It's where you get up in front of a group or an audience and you show them something. So you have an object and you tell them about it so that they can better understand what you have. I think of it kind of like that. Jesus used this opportunity to show and tell the disciples all about the prophecies that pointed to the Messiah. Now they were not looking for a new kingdom. That hope had been destroyed when Jesus died. Now they were open and ready to hear what he had to tell them, the truth. The prophets had told many, many things about Jesus. They told where he would be born. They told how he would heal and help people. They told how people would treat him. They had even told how long he would live and that one of his friends would betray him. And the prophets told how he would die. As the disciples listened eagerly, they felt more and more hopeful. It was like they had been blind, but suddenly they were able to see. By the time Jesus finished explaining the scriptures about himself, it was nearly dark. And when they had come to their village, Jesus acted like he would just go on. He would continue on the path, on the journey. But you know what they did? They begged him, please, please stay with us. Look at verses 28 and 29. See what they said.
Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them.
They constrained him. Do you know what constrained means? It's like they begged him. It's like they might not have touched him, but when I think of constrained, I think of something grabbing on, like holding his arm or his hand and saying, no, stay with us. Soon after they had sat down to their simple meal, what happened? This is a pretty exciting part. Look at verse 30 and 31.
Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight.
Their eyes were opened, and what did they see? It was Jesus! Wow! And then all of a sudden, what happened? He vanished. Poof. So they realized that it was Jesus, and then he disappeared. How excited they must have been. In fact, we're going to find out what they did next time. But I want you to think about something. There are a lot of people who think that the Old Testament doesn't really tell anything about Jesus. We don't need the Old Testament. We need the New Testament. That's about Jesus and love and grace and mercy. But did you know that the whole Bible is about Jesus? Not just the New Testament, not just the first four books in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. No, the Old Testament tells or points us to his coming, his first coming, his suffering, his death to save us. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament point to his second coming when he will take us home to live with him in heaven. Think of it kind of like a map. You want to go on a trip, right? But before you go on a trip, you need to know where to go. So you get on a map or you get on Google and you type in where you want to go and you see the different routes and you figure out where you're going to stay. That is kind of like the Old Testament. It points us to heaven. It points us to Jesus. It has spots or routes along the map that tell us about Jesus so we can know more so that we can follow him. Isn't that neat? The Old Testament is so important, just like the New Testament is. Both of them together make up the whole Bible, and Jesus wants us to spend time every day in His Word. I want to do that, don't you? Let's pray and ask Him to help us, because Satan doesn't want us to, and he'll do anything he can to distract us. Dear Lord, help us to make that time every day to spend with You. We want to read from Your Word. We want to take time to learn more and to follow You. We love You, Jesus. Amen.
Hebrews 13, verse 5.
He has said,
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
He has said,
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.